Josh Fraser is not a world record holder. Well, he might be. I don't know. He might have something up his sleeve that we don't know about. Former number one draft pick. He's back at the Magpies after all these years. Isn't that magnificent? As head of development, he joined us on the line this morning. Good morning, Fraser.
G'day, Haas.
Have you got a world record up your sleeve somewhere?
No, I haven't, mate. And not too many attempts at one either. So, yeah, just ticking along very humbly.
Josh is very excited, not so much about his new role at Collingwood, but the new series of Love It and List It has started a couple of weeks ago. Josh is, you know, he's one of the key contenders in the previous series. Have you moved yet, Josh, or are you still in the house?
No, we're still in the house.
You said you were going to list it.
I did, and I'm sure at some stage we will, but at the moment we're very settled.
And you're very settled back in the Magpies after what's been a really tumultuous couple of years for you personally with your coaching and the way that the footy landscape had changed, Fraser. You found your role back as head of development at the Magpies. How satisfying are you that this is where it's finally ended?
Yeah, no, I'm really excited, Huff. Obviously, it's been a challenging period of time in the game and in the industry, and not just for myself, but for so many people. But I'm a really ambitious coach, and I'm excited to jump back into the AFL ranks. And I think for it to be Collingwood's a great fit for me personally. And I'm excited about going back and reconnecting with the club, but also excited about the opportunity to work with a really young group and a new coaching staff. I think that's really appealing as well.
You've been at the Gold Coast Suns as part of their build through their existence in the AFL. You've obviously been at the Blues for a couple of years as well. But last year's job requirement to be the coach of the Northern Bulldogs Football Club, which was a standalone after the alignment with the Blues dissipated. What did you learn about yourself and your coaching in that year, Fraser? And how important was it in the grand scheme of who you are as a coach now?
Yeah, look, it was a really important experience for me, Half, and I learned a lot. You know, I think in some ways you probably solidify some of your own thoughts on the game because you are coaching your own side and you really have to implement and instill a game plan, and I think that was a beneficial part to it. Coaching a standalone side, you have to be across everything, particularly with the Bulldogs. I mean, we came so far back. It was even the corporate and the off-field side of things that I was invested and involved with. But I think just the management side of it as well. So, you know, having to hire staff and manage and deal with coaching staff and staff more broadly in the footy department, that was a fantastic experience for me. But we had a really strong youth and development focus as well. So that's my passion around coaching, is investing in young players and trying to develop them as best we can. So I've said it to a few people. I actually felt like the last 12 months was some of the most rewarding and enjoyable times I've spent in footy. And you know, obviously still really heavily invested in the Bulldogs and want to see them do really well moving forward.
And you talk about the young players, Fraser. Collingwood have got plenty, and they're exciting. They're younger players on their list, and they're going to get a couple more in Nick Dacos this year. Your general philosophy around how you want to develop those young players is going to look like what?
Well, I think it's a real holistic approach. I think it's developing the player and the person, and sometimes it's just setting out a really strong plan and just going to work on that plan and being really relentless with the way you want to invest in that person and develop them as a player. And I guess it'll be something that's done in conjunction with the way Craig wants the boys to play. But, you know, the foundation of all that, of course, is connecting with really strong relationships, and not just your casual ones, making sure the relationships have got some good depth to them so that you can actually help coach these guys and make them not only better players, but better people as well.
Was it a concern, Josh, if you go back a couple of years ago, and we remember talking to you at the time, when you lost your role at Carlton, where it had nothing to do with you, it was all about the scariness of COVID as to whether you get back to this point?
Yeah, I think there was some uncertainty, no doubt about that. And I guess at the end of the day, you just need to back yourself in. You know, I'm really confident in my ability to coach, and I felt like I took on a really big task in the last 12 months with the Bulldogs, and I did that because A, I wanted to challenge myself, but B, I thought it was going to make me a much better coach at the end of it. And there's never any guarantees with that sort of thing. And I think all you can do is just put yourself in front of clubs and present yourself in the best light and really back in what you believe you're good at. And I'm really fortunate that I was able to have a chat to Craig McRae and the Pies, and really fortunate to have ended up in this position. And I'm looking forward to helping the club climb the ladder.
Is it, and Huff sort of touched on this, is it important to to go back to where it all started for you, you know, the number one pick and the development that you was required in you when you started to almost give it back on the full circle?
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I must admit, it probably didn't dawn on me too much going through the process. And then, you know, when I got the phone call to say I'd been successful, it did hit me that, you know, going full circle and returning to the footy club. I love my time at Collingwood and I consider myself a Collingwood person, but I also think that it's important that, particularly if you're going down the coaching path, to go and experience different environments and learn new things. So I guess after 10 years, the return back to the Pies is a really nice touch for me personally. And again, I'm looking forward to reconnecting with people at the club.
And Fraser, if you think of your time as a player from when you came in as a number one draft pick, thrown to the Wolves, then to all the way to playing at the Gold Coast, is there little bits and pieces, particularly from a development point of view, that you're going to take from some of those coaches? I think your early days at Collingwood, I think Alan Richardson might have been there when you were there. Are you going to take anything particularly away? Because that development coach role now, you look at Mark Williams, the impact that he had at Melbourne this year, even at Richmond in their earlier premierships. Is there something you're going to take away from a couple of coaches?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I think I've been really fortunate to have been involved with some great coaches in my time as a player. And, you know, like Brad Scott's another one who was a development coach at Collingwood. And the one thing that stands out with those guys is their investment in their players. And that was the number one thing for me, even as a player, knowing that those guys were heavily invested in you and were relentless in terms of wanting to make you better. So there's no doubt there's some learnings from them, and there's no doubt there's some I draw on with my experiences as a player as well. Some of the challenges and difficulties you face, I think I can relate to those pretty well. So, all those learnings over the last 15, 20 years of being involved in footy, you consistently draw on them.
So for those listeners out there that are hearing all this and saying that sounds fantastic, but what actually does it look like? What do you get windows of the week where you work with these players, or do you just fill in the gaps between the other sessions that happens? How does it work from a development perspective, from a timeline frame during the week?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And look, I don't know the specifics yet, Half. I haven't been able to get into the club over the next week or so. But I think historically there's been, and particularly with Collingwood having such a young group, it'll be a really specific approach to the development side of it. And I know Craig's got a really big development background. So there'll be allocated time within training sessions around craft and skill development. There'll be times in and around that, the schedule as well in the afternoons. And there'll be development plans that will need to be managed and kept accountable as well. So there's probably a number of layers to it. The specifics of what sort of time it looks like during the week, I'm not quite sure of yet. But again, I think knowing where the Pies are at with their list build, I think there's going to be a really heavy investment time-wise on development.
It was a fair question. I'm not sure it was a really good question.
It was a bloody good question is what it was.
And I think, Josh, the other part about Collingwood is that they're switching their focus to the younger players. And they're going to have a lot of young players, and you're going to have, obviously, a Dacos. In fact, you're going to have two Dacoses. But it must be exciting as well, knowing that the focus is actually going to be on a lot of the players that you're going to be responsible for.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, again, I draw on my own experiences when I started at the Pies, and we had a really heavy focus on youth when Mick arrived at the club. And that journey as a player is a really exciting one when you come through with a group of players that are quite young and inexperienced. To be able to work with that group's a great opportunity for myself and the rest of the coaches. I think there'll be a really strong focus on development right throughout the coaching group. But, having watched the Pies pretty closely over the last couple of years, you can just see there's some exciting and emerging talent there. And sometimes it doesn't take a hell of a lot to really unearth that. And sometimes in some cases it takes a little bit longer. But I think the core of the footy club moving forward is pretty exciting.
Is there one particular player that you're excited about, Fraser, that you think's only just scratching the surface at the Pies?
No, not really, Half. I've had a good look at their list and there's quite a few. I just think it's for me, the exciting part will be to get in there and actually meet these guys and get to know them a little bit and start to understand how they like to be coached, the areas we've got to go to work on. Oh, I think that blank sort of canvas, if you like, is an exciting part. I just think that the way they've gone about things in the last couple of years and some of the footy they've actually been able to play as a young group has been pretty exciting.
I know there's been some movement in your career in the last couple of years, Fraser, and you've ended up back at the Magpies, which is nice and one of your loves. But if there was an option to be the head of development at the Collingwood Football Club or the head of development at the Miami Dolphins, which job would you take, Fraser?
Well, I think the Miami Dolphins would be a harder job. I had a late night, mate, to be honest. I was 12:30, they played, well, the game was on at 12:30, so they played in London overnight, and they lost with a field goal, basically, in the last second. So it's been a tough year for Miami Dolphins fan, not that I think there's too many of us going around, but, I think they're going through a complete rebuild at the moment.
Is Dan Marino still playing for them or not?
Well, they might have to call him. They might have to drag him out of retirement.
We'll see how they go. But I'll be watching you at the Magpies, and so will all of the Magpie supporters back in action in the black and white stripes. Mate, good luck to you. It's a great appointment. We're very excited for you. Go get them.
I really appreciate the support. Thanks, guys.